It's time for Treasure Coast Happenings on WQCS 88.9 FM.
Susan Brodeur is joining us again here on 88.9 WQCS. Susan is with the American Red Cross. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, always good to be here, Mike.
You're a joy. You're a pleasure to see, and I thank you for jumping in here this weekend with us. American Red Cross, always on the spot. You're like Johnny on the spot when there's an emergency.
When there's a disaster, whether it's man-made or natural, we are there to respond.
And
we're
going to talk for a few minutes here about fire prevention, fire safety, what to do, God forbid, in case there's a fire. I'm just going to turn it over to you for the moment.
Okay. Well, as you know, we just had time change. And I didn't see as much this year as time change that check your smoke alarms. You need to check the batteries. Those batteries do go bad.
You're right. Social media, you always saw turn back your clocks, but it's always turn back your clocks, check your smoke alarms.
Right. And this time we did not see that as much. And it's very important. And what many people don't realize, Mike, is that the smoke alarms actually have a 10-year lifespan. And so you should check the date on the smoke alarm. If there is no date, that thing is old.
I did not know that there were an expiration date on the alarms themselves.
So when you check your smoke alarm, you're going to check the batteries, make sure everything's working well. But not just that. You want to have a plan. If a fire should happen, and it can happen to anybody, you want to have a plan. And you want to have two ways out. Not just one, two ways out. And then you just don't have a plan, you practice the plan. And this is very important for older people, for young children, you know, who could do it on their own. It's very important to practice this plan because you want to make sure, okay, they're supposed to go out of a window. Can they get the window open? You know, they need to practice that.
Let's talk about the escapers. They're not necessarily doors. They're windows, like you said.
Right,
the quickest way out of the house in a fire.
The quickest way out of the house, but it should be pre-planned. And then have a place to meet, a set place to meet. You want to know, okay, if I'm going out this side of the house, you're going out that side of the house, we're all going to meet the oak tree in the front of the house or the mailbox or at the neighbor's right this particular spot.
Right.
And practice that whole scenario.
So
very important.
And don't think you're going to be goofy doing that. That's going to save a life.
It can save a life because the worst thing that can happen is for someone to go out the back, you go out the front, they go to the neighbors behind them, and then you don't know where they're at, so you think they're still inside.
Oh,
you
forbid,
go in to try and rescue them and lose your own life unnecessarily.
And boy, that just makes perfect sense. So check the alarms. I did not know about the dates on the alarms. Mm-hmm. That's great. And it's a simple $4 or $5 investment. I mean, the smoke alarms cost next to nothing. You can pick them up anywhere these days.
Right. Yeah. They're not that expensive. And they come with long life batteries, and it really is and the American Red Cross does have a program where we do install smoke alarms in. We have what we call a home fire campaign. And nationally, we have saved 642 lives in the last five years. And that's documented. Those are people who have contacted us and said, because of the smoke alarm that you installed,
you
saved our lives with that. And the one that is most dramatic is the one that Red Cross volunteers went in, installed it that day. That night, they had a fire.
Oof.
I mean, that's just like, oh, my goodness.
that was divine intervention at
it
that
certainly
point.
It certainly was. Oh. And here in Coastal Heartland, this year, we've had 25 events. Now, Coastal Heartland is Indian River, St. Lucie, Okeechobee, and Highlands County.
Okay.
We've had 25 events, fire events. We've helped 38 families, 68 adults, 26 children, and 96 homes. Those are the above was what we did in response to fires, and we installed 96 homes with smoke alarms, made them safer.
You guys have done incredible work. All right, I need to find out more about this. I can always jump on your website.
Yes, sir. .org, AmericanRedCross.org.
All right, very good. Susan Brodeur, you're always a pleasure. I'm so glad you stopped in and you helped us with this, and with the holidays coming, it's a good time to check everything, especially with friends and family coming in.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Susan, thank you so much, and thank the American Red Cross. You guys are godsends.
Thank you.
This has been Treasure Coast Happenings from WQCS.